just got a text from Marsha. She said, this is just like Cuba. In Cuba, you got one roll of toilet paper per family per week. I don't know if it depends on the size of the family. What if you got a big family or small, or one per household?
You're in trouble.
You have to clarify that, Marsha. Text me and clarify that.
You got to get a bidet.
Yep, that's right, a bidet.
And that was the best thing that he said the other day.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I had another friend who was telling me, this is a friend. I've had a lot of conversations, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a little punch drunk through all this, to be honest with you. But he's telling me about a guy he knows very well. He grew up in Czechoslovakia. So he always knew there was going to be a problem. Did I say this on air already?
I don't know if you said
it. I told you.
You told me.
I don't even remember.
It sounds plausible. It sounds really plausible.
He says, whenever there's a toilet paper shortage, there's a problem.
There's trouble. People are fighting in the street.
He says that it's guaranteed. If you have trouble getting toilet paper, there's a problem. You can write it down. That's when all the trouble started in Czechoslovakia. Mm-hmm. There was always preceded a toilet paper shortage.
Yep.
So there you go.
I see it.
Getting back to Jeffrey Matt, what do you think about the JeffreyMatt.com, MATT? Jeffrey, what do you think about the toilet paper theory there?
It's sad to hear that in this country, in Cuba, that they'd have that situation. But that's what's coming for the entire world if we're not careful. And it's a communist move. Just like when you tell people 6 feet apart, one article per person, you know, based on where you live to avoid lines, you know, eventually they'll with age, with your location, what day of the week you can come to the group. It's all communism. And what we're facing and what people are maybe, and this is just my speculative analysis, is what the world is facing is a major personal attack on your life, on your person, on your liberties, on your ability to live a fulfilling, potential rich life by world communism. And so people don't understand that. They say, no, we just got to do social distancing. Well, that's part of the social credit system, social distancing. They don't say 6 foot apart, and then they could have said it and worded it and propagandized it differently, but they say it's social.
Social, that word, yeah.
It's social, has connotations. And so when you have social, people who have a common core education, which is I went through it as well, so I'm not saying I'm superior. I was part of the recipients of the slave education system. When I hear the word social, I think of parties, friendships, dating, activities, family. But social distancing is
the opposite of that.
Yeah, and so it includes
it's isolation. Yeah.
Right. Can't fight world communism if you're hiding in your house scared waiting for that one roll of toilet paper to come to you.
You're not praying for it. For people who are listening, maybe people who are new to this idea or don't fully understand, give us a Reader's Digest. What does social credit system mean to you? Obviously, China is the kind of center of the start there. What does that mean in China? What does that mean for America?
Well, the social credit system has been around for a long time, but there are some debates about it being discussed publicly as early as 2001. And in 2013, it became a system that you have to have a digital connection, right? Because communism requires electricity. It requires it. You can't have it without electricity. And then you do is you create education system to create behaviors, and now when you have the right behaviors and you have electricity, you hand them the digital handcuff, which is your smartphone, and then you are told when you can buy things, where you can buy it. And so the Chinese social credit system was a beta test pool in China because everybody's a slave and they have no way of contesting anything, and it's unaccountable, so you can test out, you know, this village has these constraints and that one has that and this point system here. And then they're going to come together with a master plan, master system, and then roll out for the rest of the world. No American and no freedom loving American would in their right mind accept a system like that. But there is one way you can do it, and it's called the coronavirus. And it's called the 21 trillion dollars of debt that's towering over the American people and the hundreds and hundreds of billions over Canada. And Canada's a corporation on the Securities Exchange Commission. You know, all you have to do is go look that up yourself. And so when you add it all together to roll out the social credit system, which means everything you say and do in your personal life, outside of work and in work, is now going to be recorded, analyzed, and then processed, and you're going to be given a grade or a sort of like a custom profile to you, what you can and can't do, and you have to go through your phone, your digital handcuffs, right? So that's the rollout in China is supposed to be this year, but it's actually being rolled out for the whole world. That's sort of like the sleight of hand, you know. Oh, it's going to finally roll out in China in 2020. We can relax here in America or in Canada or in Europe because we're not part of that ridiculous nonsense. No. The coronavirus is the trigger point, the major milestone to open the door to that. Now everybody's scared and nervous, and so they're 6 foot apart. You know, I went to the grocery store, and one woman, she was terrified of being less than 6 foot apart. I felt so bad. So this is really what this is, social credit system. It's not China's. It's a United Nations social credit system. And China is the recipient test bed beta center for the rest of the world.
Right now, in China, I don't know if it's 100% through China. Certainly it was supposed to roll out this year, and it certainly did throughout. But it's been beta tested in some major cities for a couple of years now. One of the cities, to give you an example of what this means is, you go to use a public bathroom. Well, they scan your face before you go into the bathroom. You tell them what you want to do, number one or number two, basically. Like,
wow.
Like when I was in kindergarten.
Just like kindergarten, you know. What is it, number one or number two?
Yeah, I had a good
one. And then they shoot you out through the machine. They shoot you out. It looked like about 7 squares or so of toilet paper. And that's it. I mean, it doesn't, I mean, that's it. That's what you're getting. And if you go back and get more, it says, no, sorry, you already got your allotment. You can't, you know.
I got a problem though.
Yeah, you got, they don't care about your problems.
They don't care about
you're the problem. Seven. See, yeah. What they're trying to tell you is you're the problem.
Yeah, you're over consuming.
Yeah, you're the problem.
Yeah.
Cause you're, you know, becoming, yeah, you're consuming way too much toilet paper.
Right.
And then, like at a crosswalk, they'll facial recognize everybody, and then if you jaywalk, it'll scream at you and then write you a ticket, by the computers, by the government. I mean that's right now. I mean that's what we're dealing with.
Not in the future.
And China, you know, what you just said about how they can experiment on the different cities, experiment on the different regions in China, and see how things work. I mean, it's basically the biggest social experiment you've ever seen right now for control is going on in China right now. I mean, would that be too bold a statement to make, Jeffrey?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I think you're underplaying it, not on purpose, but you're doing the right thing. You're putting it into perspective and you're taking a reasonable approach. I suspect it's far, far worse because, you see, if you roll out this social credit system in China, you beta test it there, and then the only way to get everybody to accept it the rest of the world is to have a global crisis. This comes back to what I was saying. The entire world economic system is being transitioned from a consumer economy to a crisis economy. And that crisis economy, if you have a crisis, then the leader can decide you get one roll of toilet paper, you get 2 batteries for your flashlight, I don't want to see you for a week because you asked the wrong question or you came too often. And so now you can really, now we're at that cusp in World War II where you finally, unfortunately, the horrible tragedy of the Polish people, the Jewish people who get put a yellow star on their clothes and they have to only shop in certain places in their ghettos and all this stuff. The whole world's being turned into a ghetto right now. The only people who don't have to worry about it are people like Bill Gates. He's immune. He'll never have any problems. His family will never have problems. And even though he withdrew his order for that multi-$100 million hydrogen fuel cell yacht, as soon as the crisis is complete and everybody's in a slave environment, he can finally, in peace, order that multi-$100 million hydrogen fuel cell yacht that has every bell and whistle that the human mind could imagine. So he'll be able to cruise the oceans in peace and quiet, finally.
I bet you dollars of donuts, he doesn't have a toilet paper shortage.
No,
that's true.
Have you seen the movie Hunger Games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like a Hollywood sending everybody who watches that movie a little message of that's where they want us to be.
What is the deal? You know, we've heard different people, even a former Satanist, come on, talk about that there's a moral ethic with Luciferians that they have to tell you what they're going to do. It has to almost be, you have to go along with it, basically, to for them to really gain the power so it doesn't blow back on them or some weird ethic. What do you know about that as far as Hollywood and them, a movie like Hunger Games showing kind of this dystopian future like that?
I would just say that two things, very important. Whenever I watch a movie, and a good friend of mine, the light bulb turned on in his mind. And that's because he's been educating himself, and so it turned on immediately. When someone watches a movie, including me, I'm watching a central intelligence agency propagandized communist, movie. And so they would say, oh, but he's such a great director and she's such a great actress. None of these people are real in this, except for the production process where you have to show up to work and act. But everybody is fake all the way to the end. And so now the people who go to the sets and who are the actors, they're real people, but the whole movie is a fake, right? You're creating a movie. You're creating
CGI
something fake.
Or whatever, yeah. Sure.
Right, and even the acting and the terminology and the colors in the scenes and the color coding of in backgrounds, like Blade Runner has UN blue everywhere and the island has UN blue. So you're watching this movie, you're watching a CIA movie. So if the movie's budget was $100 million, the CIA was willing to spend $100 million to come out with Hunger Games if that's what the budget was. So you're not really watching a movie, you're watching propaganda, if you want to be above the law and you want to escape the social credit system and have no repercussions in your personal life and you want to escape all this, the CIA is the perfect place to go to escape the majority of the suffering that's coming. And the thing is, though, is they don't want regular, hardworking Americans to join. They want the people who are highly capable, highly talented, and a lot of the people who do join the CIA have a good, they have their familial upbringing and they know right from wrong, but the training program in there takes it all away. And so the same thing with the coronavirus. You have good people in the street like us and others in America and the world, and then the program comes in. It's called coronavirus, and so now we're going to change your behavior forever. So you're becoming what they want you to be. And so when you watch these movies, you fall into it. And then the question is, well, when you say – they have to tell you before they do it. Well, look at the good side. Look at the positive side. If I want to become a governor, well, I have to sort of go out and tell people I want to become a governor. I have to tell my student, my teachers, my family, my parents. I have to tell everybody I want, even though I'm not the governor of, Texas or California. If that's what I want to do, I have to sort of tell everybody that's what I want to be. That's my aspiration. Just like when Donald Trump says, I don't want to be president, but if I have to, I will, because I'm going to clean it up. So he has to tell everybody. So then the boogeyman story is, oh, the Illuminati, we have to tell you what we're doing before we do it. Really what it is just psych warfare. It's actually stealing from the good in this world and inverting it, where they take the natural response of a young boy and girl who aspire to grow up and do X, Y, Z. You have to tell your mom and dad, I want to be an astronaut. I want to do this and that. But the dark side of humanity has stolen that natural process, a God-given right, and inverted it and converted it and transformed it into, we own you, you're our slave, and we will tell you what you will receive. And so they dump hundreds of billions of dollars of movies that send people into a frenzy. The Day After Tomorrow and 2012 and all this stuff where it's doom and gloom and Armageddon. And so I don't know if I'm answering your question or not, but I this is how I perceive Hollywood. It's just a giant brainwashing system.
The where was I going to go with this? The you know, there's something to mankind, and we've talked about this in terms of the Declaration of Independence. The greatest moment in thousands of years was the support, the writing, and then the fulfillment of the Declaration of Independence. I don't think it's even close. It's not even worth discussing or arguing some other point. And in that moment that a government actually realized the individual endowment of something greater, creator, God, whatever word you want to use. So all of us have this endowment, this magic, this divinity that is placed within us. That's what America recognized. Well, that divinity in there, it creates, it builds, it destroys, it designs, it, you know, modifies, it does all that comes from that divinity that is in you, in your imagination. And so I see it as they have to capture that imagination and use the divinity that is within you so that it's almost like a parasite. They got to come inside like this virus, pollute your mind, get a parasite, sponge off the divinity within you, and then you actually become a reflector. You actually become part of the problem that is creating what they wanted all along. That's how I see it.
Yeah. And when you're going towards the truth and the life, you know, I think there's even quotes in the Bible that says, I'm the truth and the life. What it is that somebody doesn't want you to have that. And those people, they end up joining. That's why there's so much corruption. They have to keep building up the corruption and keep building up the debt and keep building up the craziness with Flat Earth and LGBTQ and drag queen story time. And when you put it all together, it's exactly what you said. They're parasitic. And they're there to interfere. It, basically, we're all interfering with Bill Gates' lifelong dreams. And we're interfering with George Soros and the Rothschilds and the mayor, the city of London, the gang there, right? We're preventing them from fulfilling their dreams. And so the way to understand that is that they're always going to put out the wrong message through Hollywood on mainstream media, not this media, mainstream. And they're going to put out the wrong message. That's why CNN is so ridiculous today, right? And it's the Communist News Network. And Ted Turner.
Ted Turner. Yeah.
He did an interview, and he says, "I have no blemishes in my entire life," and so that's good. Not one blemish on his honor, but here he is participating in building an. When he used to own it, he built up a media network that gutted America's mind. He built up a network that gutted the America and the world's people. And wow. Then it's all force fed through the airports, right? You got to go get your TSA. And then when your TSA tells you to take your pants off and sir, your underwear, I don't know. We need to investigate that elastic band.
We need to go to the back room. Yeah. We need to go to the back room.
And you hear huge gloves popping. Oh my gosh. So then after you've gone through the social credit with face to face, you need the psychological version. That's why CNN's in every airport and it's force fed to everybody. So everybody is under attack right now. It's not, we have to social distance to protect the elderly. You know how you protect the elderly? You do what you've been doing your entire life. And if you've never thought about protecting the elderly, you look for examples. So the example that's being put out there is all the wrong examples. That's why this collapse is imminent. But there's a silver lining in all this, and there's an incredible opportunity, and I want to talk about it.
Well, we're almost to the break. So let's do that on the other side, the silver lining solutions. I want to spend a good bit of time on that. So I don't want to cut you off. We only got a couple minutes. Let me point out something. I just checked before a news story that came up. CBS in New York, you know, they've been hyping, you know, in New York, it's terrible. There's no ventilators. There's no this. There's no whatever to go along with what you're saying. Now, whether it's true, whether it's not true, whatever. Here's what they did do. And this is now proven. When they presented the image of the hospital in New York, of all those people sick and dying, and it's just chaos in the hospital. The picture was not of a hospital in New York. It was of a picture of Italy. Of the people in Italy at their worst, at the worst time in Italy, the worst outbreak. So they were manipulating you even in the story and using false images. It's Hollywood. What you think is the news.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Jeffrey Matt. JeffreyMatt.com, M-A-T-T-E. Ladies and gentlemen, apparently we cut off again. I talked to Todd during the break, and he said this is not unique. A lot of other people, this is happening to Hagman. Hagman's having this kind of things. I mean, you know, the idea is being floated out. Well, the internet's stressed, so this is happening. Okay. See, this is what where it'll come up again. And be, oh well, this show. See, it's taking a lot of internet bandwidth, so
you got
to. You can't broadcast, or it'll be. You have to have a license to use the internet to broadcast something like this.
Right.
So then, what is your topic of your show? So then, your show. Well, it doesn't fit in with what we're doing. This is not proof. You have
criteria.
Our criteria. We have fact checked you, and you are untruthful. We are going to social distance you.
And I got news. In our little town, as of Thursday, everything is shut down. We are ordered to stay in our houses.
Just came in here in our little town. So it's not even the big towns anymore.
This is a small, small town we live in.
And, wow. What I was saying, Jeffrey, the Power Mall is there, ladies and gentlemen. Please take advantage of it. I mean, with this news, I mean, who knows how much longer we could ship or not. I don't know. We got great things you need. Products that you need are there at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. We really appreciate your support and trusting us. We know how crucial a time this is. Okay, I'm going to go back to this story when I got cut off. Let's see if I get cut off again. I'm going to say something. Anyway, the story was out of CBS. CBS was doing a story about New York, about the hospitals and the, you know, how bad it was, and look at the hospitals, and these people are dying, and where's the ventilators, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know the whole story. So come to find out, the pictures they were using, the scenes they were using, were not from New York at all. They were from Italy at the worst hospital, at the worst crisis moment in about the world is Italy, and that's where they use it from. It wasn't New York at all. And so what we're seeing is that the news is just as Hollywood as Hunger Games. I mean, is that too much of an exaggeration, Jeffrey?
No, not at all, because I had such a hard time trying to make the connection, like, you know, Hollywood's propaganda, but the media isn't. Then I learned the media is over the years, and then I start realizing the whole control of communication is held in the hands of a few handful of individuals, and they have their, you know, their 170-plus IQ students who don't know the game. They don't understand the rules of the game, but they're given tasks to fulfill, and so they come up with these stories, right? And so the falsehoods are being promoted to destabilize us so they can finish their deal. That's what this whole Agenda 2030 is about, Agenda 21. And they need their partners to help them complete it. China, no one is accountable in China for anything, period, to the rest of the world.
They're pulling people right off the street, and they're ripping their kidneys out while they're still breathing. I mean,
right.
That's in China right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Without any anesthetic.
Yeah, and if you're exposed to something over and over, and then you become desensitized, and then your response is an unnatural response. So someone who's educating themselves and believes in themselves. And believes in liberty, freedom, sorry, and self-fulfillment, and then being part of a community. Well, that doesn't fit in with, you know, and so with what they want, the masters of this world, they want. So they're going to dish out falsehoods day left and right. Ultimately, this all comes back to world communism, and this is I don't know what you think, Daniel, but I want to bring up what I think is the actual. One of the biggest sources of the whole problem America has, the American people have,
All right, let me pause you right there. We definitely will. We're going to get to that and solutions. So, the biggest problem, I'm writing this down. I want to throw something else out to you before you, because I think it'll probably work into what you're saying. I don't know what you're going to say, but let me throw something to you and get your perspective here. Pretty early, I saw people like Jim Baker. They were selling colloidal silver for people to, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with colloidal silver, but it helps with viruses. You know, people used to put it in milk in the 1800s to help the milk not go bad. Or if people got sick, they'd suck on a silver dollar because the silver would actually kill viruses. I mean, everybody knew that. Egyptians knew that. I mean, that's hieroglyph, you know, records. They knew that it preserves things and it kills viruses. Well, he's been selling colloidal silver for a long time, and now all of a sudden the New York AG comes out and says, well, you're passing this off as a coronavirus cure, and we're going to shut you down. He's in Missouri, by the way. What in the world is the New York AG sending a letter to somebody in Missouri? Well, then pretty soon, sure enough, the Missouri AG, you know, obviously he got a phone call. Then he came after him. You go back and look at the show, and he says on the show, they have the doctor on the show. They say, he holds up the bottle of the colloidal silver. He says, is this a cure for this coronavirus? He says, well, we don't know that because it hasn't been tested, but it has been tested on this, 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 and the government has done this, this. That's exactly what he said. Is this a cure for coronavirus? No, it's never been tested on the coronavirus, but it has been tested on these, and here's the studies, blah, blah, blah. That's what he said. And they shut him down. Well, you're peddling false coronavirus cures. What? Okay, why is that such a big deal? Then you start to look at Twitter. You start to, you know, like the head of Brazil, the president, El Presidente of Brazil, started to question some of these numbers and some of the way it passed. I don't know exactly what his question. They got rid of it. I don't know. Wow. So they shut him down. Twitter shut down the president of Brazil. Twitter is now more powerful than the president of a major country in the world to be able to speak. Why do I say that? Okay, we had our YouTube channel cut, like a lot of people. I'm not completely unique here, but you know that, ladies and gentlemen. They killed our YouTube channel. One of the reasons they killed it, because we had people on asking questions about Sandy Hook. I never said nobody died at Sandy Hook. Nobody. I said what I said over and over again. I don't know what happened. And there are legitimate people who went there and asked certain questions of people in the town and asked things. This wasn't complicated. Well, tell us about this. Tell us about this. Wow, that's weird. These are crazy questions. And we even put a picture of supposedly Leonard Posner, one of the kids that died, on our site. And then we got threatened to be sued because we had a picture of Leonard Posner on here.
Wow.
That was a public picture. This was a public picture. And of course, we didn't feel, you know, we can't fight it. We can't fight it or don't want to fight it. You know, we got to pick our battles. So we just took it down, the cease and desist. We'll just take the freaking thing down, right? Okay. Why is that important? Because I saw how the way Twitter, YouTube, you know, Google, Facebook, all the above, anybody who had any question about Sandy Hook, anybody who just, can I ask a question? Can I say any dissenting opinion? Is this not America? They immediately got digitally squashed. And what I saw in this virus with the COVID-19, I'm starting to see it. And I saw it at first with this colloidal silver. They use it as an excuse to come after the people selling natural things. You know, we're going to shut them down. And now the president of Brazil has an opinion. Whether it's right, wrong, or different, he is the president of Brazil. There's only 200 million people live there that have elected him to be the president. And Twitter says, well, we don't want, he shouldn't be able to speak that opinion. I'm like, my God, it's like the same thing going on here. Now that's a different issue. Whether if the virus is, this may be the worst thing since the bubonic plague. I don't know. I don't know if it is or isn't, but I tell you what I sure know is they're digitally controlling this narrative. I know that. And another thing, and I'm going to keep saying it, that virus was man-made. And we have proof of it, that Leonard Horowitz letter, the researcher in India that worked for IBM that used Watson, that used artificial intelligence that looked at it, Johns Hopkins looked at it. The first guy out of China who said that, he was dead the next day.
They nixed him.
He was dead the next day.
Yep.
And then in the New York Times just last week put out an article saying, well, it turns out it wasn't man-made. This is a theory.
And Fox says the same thing.
I'm like, what are you? I'm like, oh, my God. This is the exact same M.O. of how they did Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
Can I not have an opinion whether I'm right or wrong? Can I not? Can the president of Brazil ask a question?
Nope. Can't do it.
My God, the level of, do you see the power in that, Jeffrey? And I want to get your response to that whole kind of line of thinking I just laid out.
I'm so happy, excuse me, I'm so happy you brought this example up. And the reason why I feel it's such a great example is due to the idea that there's for years I was trying to understand and learn, and then I heard about this sovereignty movement in America, in the U.S. I'm free, and I can own land, off to pay these corporate corrupt taxes and all this stuff. And when you look at the whole thing, it's an attempt to try to free yourself from the system. But of course, nobody, to my knowledge, has successfully withdrawn. I've seen people who've said they've achieved it. I've heard of people who have that supposed black card. I don't know if you ever heard of that, where you have unlimited spending off of the Fed and all this stuff, and you're like basically like a god on paper. And so so what they did is when you cut off the president of Brazil, okay, with a online tool, a social credit system tool called Twitter. What that is that they had to exhaust the only place that still believes in freedom, which is, you know, that is culturally understood. I'm not saying India and China don't want freedom. Everybody on the earth wants freedom. But the culture, there's a remnant of the freedom of the American spirit. And so when you cut off the president, and you do all this stuff, what you're doing is you're looking at corruption, right? And you're also looking at the underpinning bottom line, which I think is it's very close to the bottom line if it isn't. It's called secret societies, where someone who you don't know can make a decision and it totally changes the outcome of your life. Example, the president of Brazil. Example, the interview you had with Laura Loomer, where she said there's only two ways you can communicate, Twitter and Facebook or something like that. There was no email, there was no phone number. And George Soros, he has patents with PayPal and possibly eBay. I know eBay for sure has been converted, to convert those two over to social credit system networks. So if you're going to be able to block a president, we're at the very late stage of this process. It's very late stage. Basically, it's almost it's almost too late in many, many ways. In some ways, it is too late. But to look at freedom for what it really is, you have to understand what is it that I require to have freedom. And you have to understand what's actually happened. And in America, as far as I'm concerned, secret societies birthed the Constitutional Republic, and secret societies have now taken it away. That's the key.
We just had a report also that the governor of Texas has told state troopers to enforce quarantine on people from different states that are going across the border, like Louisiana or New York or whatever, to enforce the quarantine. So we're talking about now state to state, interstate travel, having restrictions on this. Some, you know, where is this going to go? This is serious. We have talked on this show, Jeffrey. I mean, with you, I've talked about this, but on the show, we talk about it all the time. The biggest news story in the world for the last few years and will be for the next few years is this. Barring basically the second coming. Barring the second coming, this is the biggest story in the world and nothing is even close. Yeah. Will the United States hold the Declaration of Independence or will it lose it? That is the story of the world. And that we don't understand the connection and what these founders understood about human nature and the divinity within us and our ability to express ourselves. Why do you think the Bill of Rights, the freedom of speech? You have to be able to speak. Now, what do they want to control? Your speech. You have to be able to arm yourself. Why do you arm yourself? Because you're sovereign. So this idea to direct and to decide the fate of your life and your family and your friends and go and enjoy the dominion in the Bible, why do you think they attack on Christianity? Because God said that the dominion is given to mankind in the Bible. So our dominion is out here. Everything we see has been given for our pleasure, for our benefit, for our development. So now this social credit system, if you want to say God and Lucifer, if you want to do that, at the end of it, they want to take away choice and want to take your dominion, take the power that you have been given, and then use it to control, to brush the ego of the system, so to speak, a Luciferian type system. I mean, if you want to go all the way to the very end, that's what this is. The Declaration of Independence is the most important document we have seen in thousands of years. The most important document in thousands of years. There is nothing like it. Why do you think they don't teach it in school anymore? Why do you think they don't teach the Bill of Rights or any of these things, the individuality and the outcome-based education? What is the outcome they want? The outcome that, quote-unquote, they want, that your children are being taught in school. This is why I stand up all the time and scream about government schools. The outcome they expect and want for your children is to not have the spirit of divinity and liberty and freedom in them anymore and not know anything about what our founders did 250 years ago. So they won't think that they have a right. They have a divine commission, that they have a duty given to them by God, that they go forward and fight this system. They want to engineer it out of them. It will not be engineered out of me or my family. And I'm here, or Jeffrey Matt. Anyway, we got about 8 minutes of stuff. Go ahead. You comment on any of that, Jeffrey, and then wherever you want to go with it.
If you go to school, I was in the Weeblos and I did the Boy Scouts for a while. And I was lucky. I didn't face any of this horrible, you know, abuse of any kind. I had a good, what I would call good, clean fun. And I learned important life skills. Be prepared is the motto. But there are elements, as you move up, there's childhood secret societies, the Demolay Society. I think even Bill Clinton may have, if my memory serves me right, he was part of it. Bill Cooper has books, Behold the Pale Horse.
Yeah.
That's right. And he talks about how most people end up in the military who end up doing something. Not everybody, of course. And I, you know, by the way, I support military police officers and veterans, who are doing, signed up for the right reason. And, I'm with you. But at the same time, secret societies control the military resource pool. And say, well, you're a naval intelligence. You've ever joined a secret site? Yes. Okay. So then it sort of gives you like a step up, like a brownie point. Well, if you go to university or college in America, they have, you know, the what do they call the fraternities and all that. And you have to pledge yourself and you have to do ridiculous things and be hazed and all this stuff. Same thing in the military. And so basically what you're looking at is you're looking at a thread that seems to be invisible, but it's right there. Okay. Through the entire fabric of the American system and the Canadian system, where secret societies are okay. It's just sort of built in. So when you finally get out of the, I'm not saying if you're a Boy Scout, you're going to turn into a secret society person, all this. I'm just saying it's sort of like it's been woven in.
So to our culture. Yeah.
Right. And so when you go all the way up to the top, you become an adult or a physical adult. Most people in America, I hate to say this, I don't mean to be rude, most people on earth are not adults. They have physical bodies that are adults and they have some adult capabilities, but they're not emotionally and spiritually, they haven't matured. And that's why the government has a law called parens patriae, which is the government is your parent. And then CPS comes in, Child Protective Services, they can do whatever they want. So we've been herded and conditioned, and now we're at the final stage. And the final stage is, when you install biometrics at all the airports, bus stations, grocery stores, tap, you know, all this stuff over time. When you have the coronavirus, like there's stuff coming out saying that it attacks men's, testicles and could affect fertility. What happens is you need those biometric, stations at the airports all over the world. So it's a standard, right? When you travel and you have to go through this conditioning of biometrics as the human family faces sterility and the rollout of 5G and the GMOs and the geoengineering, the aerosolized, the chemtrails that John Brennan was talking about so lavishly and openly. What we're doing is we're facing we're the sheep that are being brought into the slaughterhouse right now. Just people don't understand it. And so they're just pretending that it's their social distancing, all this stuff. So the way you can control the herd at the final stage, because now there's going to be bankruptcies like that nobody's ever seen, right? And a lot of people can't get a job again, and they can't go get the education to get a job again. The only thing that has value is your behavior and your compliance to that behavior. Okay? Once you comply to it, then the sterility will start to amplify with 5G and with the coronavirus and any other vaccine. So whoever didn't get the coronavirus will get the vaccine. The sterility percentages will go through the roof, and within a few decades, if we're lucky, they may be much quicker than that. The only way to save the human family will be synthetic biology. Enter Craig Venter, who after he successfully created a synthetic yeast molecule, I think, in 2011, within 36 or 48 hours of completing the task, the Pope reached out to him. Just like the Pope reached out to Robert White, who did the first was it a brain transplant or a head transplant? Yeah, I think it was a head transplant. So the Pope reaches out because he needs that. That's part of his magical BS story. It's not about being a good person. It's about get on your knees, give me your donations, and I want the good stuff, right? That's why he has 51 miles of documentation on the entire history of the human family that you and I will never reach.
And sorry. I mean, we only got about 5 minutes. I definitely want to get to some solutions. So go ahead.
So here's what I would suggest as a solution. If you're in the United States Incorporated, you're on the territory of America, look into your local area. Understand who your mayor is. Okay? Catherine Austin Fitz said it perfectly. If we had 3,100 counties, I think if I'm getting it right.
Yeah. 3150 about, yeah.
All we need is 3,100 people in America who are at the level of Daniel Brigman, anybody else who's at this level, who's listening right now, even if you're not at that level, but you're getting there, find out everything you can about your mayor and then your region, and then find out if you have a sheriff. The sheriff is the man, and you can vote for him or her. And you can, and everybody get in the phone. When you finish this thing, go to your website. You're on house arrest. So go find out how your mayor works and your town works and say, you know what? There aren't going to be a lot of jobs. I want to be one of the only people who has a job in all this. And I want to be I want to be the mayor. I want 3,100 people across the U.S. to say, I can be a mayor, but I have to study while we're on lockdown. And I'm going to call my mayor and I'm going to call my sheriff and I'm going to let him or her know where I live, who I am, what I believe in, and I can assure you that sheriff won't forget those 10, 20, 30, 100, or 1,000 calls. You'll be overwhelmed. You'll have to respond, and now the sheriff knows that his people, the American people who voted him or her in, are turning the tide, and you're understanding your region, and you're understanding who's financing your town, right? So you have to get involved. And this is a part of the solution, educating yourself, listening to these stories. And keep in mind, this whole coronavirus and everything else in the solution, they're trying to create an essential service outcome. Remember what I said, consumer economy to crisis economy. Who stays alive? Bill Gates stays alive. Thank God he's protected. Thank God George Soros. Thank God George Soros sits down in his chair, there's no beads of sweat pooling up on his head. Will I lose my billions? Because he said it when he was on 60 Minutes. He said it himself. He says, you've got to anticipate future events, and I'd rather be the one taking than being taken from. So when you put it all together, the solution is you. The solution is in your heart, and the solution is your God-given rights. And I have one of the greatest blessings in my life. I'm going to tell it on this show right now. I was blessed by becoming an American when I was a young boy. I didn't understand the ramifications of it. And I learned some of the cultural values of being an American. And because born in Canada, I come to America, I now see 10 times the value of an American citizenship, of being an American, having the American spirit. And so you are the solution. And I want to be part of the solution. Education and social networking and learning about your rights and is part of the solution. And don't be afraid about the coronavirus and the if President Trump did actually merge the Treasury with the Fed, which is still, you know, I don't want to make claims on it, but if he did, there's two big outcomes. Either one, we're finished, which I don't think is the case. But for the first time in 3 years, he's been bringing the industries back, right? And he's been trying to bring certain amount of jobs back and everything. And so that he could finally become independent, or American people can finally free itself from the Fed and the international ring. And this is a very dangerous, unstable moment, but I am willing to bet that President Trump is going to try to free America from this prison system. And we have to, because I don't say you have to support Trump. You have to support yourself and your truth and be independent. And then hopefully we're going to work in conjunction with President Trump to finally turn the tide, and America will be reborn and the example to the entire world. And the economy can come back at a blazing speed. If we have enough people, example, 3,100 people out of 330 million who take ownership of the mayorship of your town.
I love it. Ironically, with what we've been talking about Sheriff Mack, I got a call tonight. You know, I've been a little disappointed, ladies and gentlemen, because with this virus, it kind of put a little bit of a kink in some of our plans. You know, we were building from that meeting in Houston, but we haven't forgotten that. In fact, there's a call tonight, and we're going to see what we can do. We're trying to deal with the, you know, travel restrictions or whatever. You know, I don't know whatever this is. But, Jeffrey, it has been an absolute pleasure. JeffreyMatt.com, MATTE.com. God bless you. I'm really glad to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the end of the week, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, Know Your Name, lady will be on. That's always fun, so don't forget that. And great guests the rest of the week. God bless you. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. They cannot take away your heart, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot do it. God bless you. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.